Okay, so today we are going to talk about the double purpose of the Aron. Okay, so if I were to ask you, what's the goal of the Aron? What's the goal of the Aron? What would you say?
All the
To hold the
Luchos
Luchos.
to keep the Torah safe.
To keep the Torah safe. From who? Okay. To keep the Torah safe, to hold. Okay, you have an Aron to hold the Torah, to hold the Luchos.
Hello.
So you gotta mute yourself.
One second.
Okay.
For a place for the Shekhinah to reside.
Ah, okay. So it's a place for the Shekhinah to reside. So that's different than to hold the Torah, right? Right. Okay. So I'm gonna try to talk about the interrelationship between these two goals. Okay, that you mentioned. And I'm going to sort of use certain textual anomalies that some of you probably have come across in your study of this and try to hopefully put in a little bit of a different perspective. What anyone familiar, some of you I'm sure are familiar with the difference in how the introduction to the Aron is different than the introduction to the Shulchan and the Menorah grammatically? Like, let's say in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Yud, V'yasu Aron Atzei Shitim, Amasai Machetzi Yarkov, Amachetzi Rachov, Amachetzi Komaso. They make the Aron of this acacia wood, and they have the dimensions. And as opposed to, let's say, for the Shulchan, V'yasisa Shulchan Atzei Shitim, you should make the Shulchan of acacia wood, Amasai Rachov, Amachetzi Komaso. And for the menorah, V'yasisa Menorah Zav Tahor. So what's the difference in terms of the introduction?
Yasu is plural.
Right. So good. So right. So by Aaron, the Asu is plural, and of course that suggests that everyone participates in the making of the Aaron, and not everyone participates in the making of the menorah and the making of the Shulchan. And I think there's something else, by the way. If you think about it, what's the function? How is the function of the Shulchan and the Menorah different than the function of the Aron? Like, I know they're all different, but like, if you were to distinguish between the function of the Shulchan and the Menorah on the one hand, and the Shulchan of the Aron on the other hand, how might you distinguish those two functions?
You do something on the Shulchan, but you don't really do anything on the Aron. The Aron is just a storage for something that symbolizes
Right.
something.
So just to use more halachic language, I guess, the Shulchan and the menorah are useful for the avoda. Right? In other words, if you look in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Lamed, the Torah tells us that v'nasata al shulchan lechem panayim lefanai tamim. It's for the avoda to place the lechem hapanim, which is an avoda. In the Mishkan, and when it comes to the menorah, in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Lamed Zayin, it says, "What's the purpose of the menorah?" So you use it to illuminate the room, the Mishkan. So both the menorah and the shulchan. With the introduction of the Asisa, are useful for the avoda, whereas the Aron is not useful for the avoda. I think, as Baruch mentioned, it simply is to do what? To hold the what, when you it's just used to house the Luchos Haedus, right? It says. It's just so it's not used for the avoda, and what's interesting, it's interesting that viasu is plural, and viasisa is singular, and the aron holds the luchos, and the shulchan and the menorah actually serve for the avoda, and what's interesting is that what that means then. is that all of the Bnei Yisrael are connected to the Luchos, but they're not connected to the Avoda. In other words, whatever it means, Ve'asu, that they're going to do it, it means they are connected to the Luchos, they're connected to the, there's a debate, was the, were the Luchos in the menorah, in the Aron, was also the Torah in the Aron. It means that the Bnei Yisrael are connected to the Luchos and the Torah, potentially, but they're not connected to the Avoda so directly. I might have argued that what? I might have argued that the Kohanim bring the Korbanos on behalf of the Bnei Yisrael. So why wouldn't you say that they're also connected to the Avoda? Right? In other words, what we're saying is that they are not directly connected to the Shulchan, the Menorah, which represents the Avoda, but they are connected to the Aron. So some of the Mefarshim sort of try to deal with this question. And
but the Rambam, Marin Avukim, has this thing that the Tol Avoda business he doesn't like so much. He says, so we're going to limit it to a group called Kohanim. But the other thing, everybody is part of.
Right.
Learning Torah.
So that, exactly. So I think, so the Ramban also says that. The Ramban, you know, so the Ramban points out in Perichavei Pasuk Yud, so he says, Vasu Aron, Yachzor el Bnei Yisrael haniskarim lamala. So now it says we're going to talk about the Bnei Yisrael that were mentioned above. V'achrechein v'tzipisa osol v'yatzakta lo v'chulan b'lashon yachid. So initially it mentions them, in other words, plural. So it mentions first v'asu, plural. Then it says, when it talks more about the Aaron, it says singular. Ki Moshe connected kol Yisrael, because Moshe is like all of Yisrael. But then he writes, V'yitochen shir Moshe yu kol Yisrael mishtatvim basiyas Aaron bishvil bavur shu kadosh mishkanei alyon. So first the Ramban wants to say that it's hinting that all of Klal Yisrael should be connected to the Aaron, because it's the holiest of all the Kalim. V'sheyizku kulam l'Torah. So that's the whole notion of the Aaron is, represents, it's holding the Luchos, or the Torah, and that all of Klal Yisrael should have an attachment to the Torah, and that's why it says V'chein Amar b'Midrash Rabbah, and this is what the Midrash Rabbah states: V'vnei ma b'chol akelim kasu v'asisa uva'aron k'siv v'asu aron. Why it say v'asisa with the other kelim? It says v'asu by the Aaron. Amar Yehuda Bar Shalom, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Hakol. Everyone should come v'yisasku ba'aron. They should be involved themselves in the Aaron. Sheyisku la Torah. They should merit the Torah. And so, what does that mean? Va'yisak. What does this mean? Sheyisna Dave Kol Echad Kli Zahav Echad Aaron. Everyone should. What does it mean? They should all contribute. Everyone should give a golden vessel that will be, I guess, melted or smelted and used for the Aaron. O Yaz la Betzalel Ezer Ma'at. They should help a little bit to Betzalel. They should have intention for this thing. I mean, it's a little bit hard to imagine how everyone can be involved, you know, 600,000 people for this very small golden box, other than having the Kavana. But the Ramban, of course, is connecting the all Bnei Yisrael to the Torah, and as opposed to the Shulchan and the Menorah. Why are they not connected to the Shulchan and the Menorah? So maybe you can argue the Shulchan and the Menorah, they also relate to other things, right? The Shulchan relates to Malchus, to kingship. The Menorah relates to Kahuna. And those are only for select individuals, and the Torah is for everyone. That's like one line of thinking. So that's one way you could understand the difference between sort of the Aaron and the other Kalim. But I want to suggest something else. What's the purpose of the Mishkan? So we talk about the purpose of the Aaron. What's the purpose of the Mishkan? What would you say the purpose of the Mishkan is?
Shachanti Betzon.
Right, what does that mean?
That you feel Hashem's presence.
Right. So it's if you look in the first of the Torah tells us in Perek, it's called what's the Mishkan also called? Another name for the Mishkan?
Olmoed,
right? So Olmoed, it's a place of meeting. So the truth is, you can debate. I think my daughter Leora, she was giving a chabura in her seminary this week. So we're talking a little bit. We're doing similar things. The title of her topic is Omoed, who's meeting whom, right? is are we meeting God or is God meeting us? Which it's an interesting, you know, take on this. I'm sorry, you want to say something?
I can't. It also gave them something tangible instead of just relying on Eastern at the time. So they had on a daily basis a way of connecting with Hashem, which before they didn't have. So it gave them something tangible.
Right. So now there's your call. So questions. Okay. Right. It's something. I think you're right. What I'm trying to, I want to see what the text has to say. I'm interested in what the text has to say. I think clearly, you know, especially if you believe it's in response to sin of the golden calf, and they need something tangible, so this is a kosher way of doing that, 100%. I'm in serving this year, I want to look at the language. And it says in Shmos Chav Tes, Pasuk Mem Beis, he's calling it in Ohel Moed, a tent of meeting, Asher Iva'ed Lachem Shama L'daber Eilach Hashem. It's a place where God meets us to speak to us. Divine revelation. V'no'arati Shama L'bnei Yisrael V'nikdash B'chvodi. And I will meet there for B'nei Yisrael, and I'll be sanctified. The truth is, again, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, it's a place for us to do the Avoda, for maybe us to meet God. But if you look at the text, in Chav Tes, in Mem Beis and Mem Gimel, the reason why it's called an Ohel Moed, who's meeting who, like who's going down to who, God's coming down to us. That's the way it's at least formulated in the text. The same way in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Lamed Vav, the Torah says, again, Ohel Moed, Asher Iva'ed Lecha Shama. It's an Ohel Moed where I will meet you there. God's coming down to us. I have a Rashbam who says that it's called, you know, in Vasuli Mikdash, the Rashbam says, Lashon Moed. What does it mean? Meeting, a Lashon of meeting. She'es Kadesh, Ve'azdamein Alehem, L'daber Mitocho. And that I will be sanctified, and I will, I guess, meet them to speak from the Mikdash. And I'll visit them, right? Kidichsiv, V'no'arati Shom, L'Nesra. There's God, as it were, is coming down to us. It is a place, the Mishkan is a place of revelation. This is connected to the famous Ramban in the beginning of this week's Parsha. V'soda Mishkan hu shi'a kavod sheshachan al Har Sinai shochid la benistar. It's a continuation of Mamon Har Sinai, the Shechina, the Shechanti B'Zochav, is to continue what began at Har Sinai in a more private area. So the primary purpose, again, I think, Herbie, you're 100% right. I mean, there is an element of the Mishkan, which is creating a tangible way for Klal Yisrael to connect to God. It's too difficult sometimes without something tangible. Again, especially if it's a reaction to the sin of the golden calf. I'm looking at language, the way it's described, and the language of Ohel Moed is, and Vishachanti B'Sochal, the language, of, especially Ohel Moed, is Asher Iva'ed Lecha Shamar, God is meeting us there. Okay? Now, with that in mind, if that's the primary goal of the Mishkan, at least that's how it's described on a very simple level in the text, so with that in mind, now let's go back and ask ourselves, now, what's the function of the Aron in the Mishkan? So, if you look in Perek Chaf Hei, let's see if I can find it, Pasuk Chaf Beis, hold on, okay. You go to Perek Chaf Hei, hold on, Pasuk Chaf Beis, the Torah tells us very clearly, V'no'arati, as Mike mentioned, V'no'arati L'cha Sham, right, it says, this, we're talking about the Aaron, and I will meet you there. V'dibarti itcha me'ala kaporas. I will speak with you from on top of the kaporas, Mimbein shnei akruvim, asher al Aaron ho'edus, which is on the Aaron. So the Aaron is the place of the divine revelation. And in fact, you know, when the Ibn Ezra is, and in fact, one second, right. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot also this source here. Also, the Ramban in Perek Chavei Pasuk Beis. He says, "Vehine ikar hachefetz b'mishkan hu makom menuchas hashchina." I'm sorry. Right. So the Ramban writes here, the main object of the Mishkan, which is the place of the Shechina, shehu ha'aron. In other words, the central object of the Mishkan, like if there's the goal of the Mishkan, the goal is Ohel Moed, God to descend down to us, to speak with us. If that is the primary function, that's how it's described. It's as an Ohel Moed. So what's the central item? That's the Aron, because it says V'noati l'chal sham v'dibarti t'cha me'ala kaporis. And that's why Hiktima Aron v'kaporis. That's why it's the first kli. And by the way, the Ibn Ezra has a different take on why it says V'asu instead of V'asisa. Ibn Ezra says, why is it V'asu? Because it says in the beginning V'asu l'mikdash. In the beginning of Parshas Truma, what does it say? V'asu l'mikdash, and they should create for me a mikdash. And then it says V'asu Aron, and they should make the Aron. To tell you what? That the Aron is like the heart of the Mishkan. In other words, the goal of the Mishkan, the big structure, the primary goal is Ohel Moed. And where does that take place? The Aron. And that's why it's V'asu l'mikdash, V'asu Aron. The Aron is sort of the heart of the Mishkan, okay? But as you also mentioned, I forgot who it was, but as you also mentioned, it had the Aron has another function. And that other function is that it's not only called, I'm going to find it here. It's called an Aron Ha'edus in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Vav. The Torah is referred to, we'll find it, hold on. I have to show you everything, so hold on. Right, the Torah says, right, The Aron is called Aron Ha'edus. It serves a second function, right? It contains the testimony. So what is the Edus? What's the testimony? So that's a machlokes. Ibn Ezra says the Edus is the Torah, because that's the one question when they put it in, right? Because the Torah may have not been completed at that point. And the Ibn Ezra says, no, the Edus refers just to the Luchos. But I think conceptually it's really the same point. And what then is the relationship between these two goals or these two purposes of the Mishkan? I'm sorry, of the Aron. In other words, the Aron on the one hand is the place of divine revelation. It's the heart of the Mishkan, and it's also it also contains the Luchos or the Torah. And so I would argue the following. See, the Mishkan serves as an Ohel Moed, a place where we experience God's presence, but that is dependent upon all of Bnei Yisrael observing the Edus, the values of the Torah and the Luchos. And maybe that's why it uses the plural of Ve'asu. It's not that, it represents the Torah and everyone should do the Torah. I think everyone is connected to the Avoda as well. In other words, the Kohanim, when they do the Avoda, they are doing it on behalf of Klal Yisrael as well. But I think the dual purpose of the Aron as being both the place from where Hashem speaks, the divine revelation, the more intense connection to God that exists in the Mishkan, and the place where it holds the Luchos, is telling us that the primary goal of the Mishkan, which takes place over the Aron, is dependent upon Ve'asu, upon all of Klal Yisrael doing what they should do with respect to what's in the Aron. Okay? But I think there's one final point I want to make. And that is, there's another detail about the Aron. And that is the poles. Right? How are the poles relating to the Aron unique as opposed to the other Kalim? What's the key line about the poles? What's the major rule about the poles when it comes to the Aron?
They have to be in there.
Right. So like it says, "B'tavos Aron yu abadim lo yasur mimenu." You're not allowed to remove the poles. And you can have a discussion as to why you have these poles here. Is it to support it? What's the reason why you would have these poles that can never be removed? So if you think about a kli that always has poles and you can never remove it, what's the symbolism there? What do you think the symbolism of that is?
If you want to move it, you need to use the poles. You can't touch the arm.
Ah, so you're giving that's interesting. You want to say that it's the goal of the poles is not to touch the aron. Okay, that's I hear. I think that makes sense. I agree. I'm gonna say something else. But first, it's something else. If poles are connected to something, then what does that tell you about that object? Yes, I think that's correct. I think, Rav Hirsch says, it's very fascinating, because what it means is, if something has poles, is that it's always on the go. Rav Hirsch writes that mikomakom chashivusam hamahuti chel abadim bishvil aron meugenes belav shelo yosur menu. He says the essence of the poles that's connected to the aron is tied to the prohibition of not removing it. Shu benigud lechol shar kalei hamikdash. That's different than all the other kalim. Badei haaron misamlim et hayiud vatafkid. The poles of the aron symbolize the function and the purpose of the aron. Laseis es haaron ves tochno, to carry the aron and its content, bishas hatzora, in times of need. Gami ever ligvulot makom bidasam hanochachit, even beyond the borders of where they are supposed to be permanently stationed. Vamitzvah and the commandment, shela olam lo yosu abadim in aron. And the poles should never be removed from the aron. Kavami rosh lechol tadarot et dvar hamet. This established from the beginning for all generations the truthful matter. Shatorah hazos, that this Torah utudata enon tekuot badama. It's that the Torah is not fixed in the ground. Sholam du bishatam hakodesh hamikdash. That even though the Torah is here in the aron, in the mikdash, but it's not connected to the Kodesh. It is, but it's really not. Nochachutam hatmidit shel badim meida al kach. The permanent nature of the poles testifies on this, attests to the fact, shetorat Hashem einak shura zkuka l'shum makom yichad. That God's Torah is not connected to any particular place. V'davar zeh bolet b'charifut yetera b'nigud shebein aron levein shar klei hamikdash. And this is so blatant in a very sharp way, as in contrast to all the other kalim. The shulchan menorah do not have fixed poles. Meilav oleh kan arayon, and therefore, what does it teach you the idea? Shulchan Yisrael umenorah Yisrael, melo chayav agashmir prichat chayav ruchinim. Perhaps the shulchan is the physical life, and maybe even the spiritual life. There's some spiritual aspect of the menorah, maybe the avoda, kshurim badmat eretz hakodesh. That's tied to Eretz Yisrael. Torah Yisrael shining. The Torah of Yisrael is different. It's portable. It's movable. And you have to be ready if the Torah has to go, you know what I'm saying? The Torah if need be, and you have to leave from your structured place of holiness, Torah's coming with you. Wherever you're going, the Torah's coming with you. And I think the message of the Aron is that the observance, on the one hand, the observance of the covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, represented by the Torah and the Luchos in the Aron, is a responsibility of Ve'osu, of all of Klal Yisrael, to ensure that the other purpose of the Aaron is met, of Oel Moed, of Venoati Lecha Sham Mibein Shnei Akruvim, of God revealing Himself to us in this place. As we have to keep the Torah in a real serious way to ensure that we achieve the goal of the Aaron as the heart of the Mishkan for divine revelation to feel a really strong connection with Kadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, if we're not Zocha to that, and we falter and we fall, we still have to transport the Torah to places even when we don't have that intense connection. It's a condition to the intense connection, but even when we don't have that intense connection, we still have to move and bring that Torah with us wherever we go and yearn for the day where we can come back and to have that divine revelation. So I think within the Aron, we have both the Lechatchila as the condition for Oel Moed, and the poles in a B'dievet situation of keeping Klal Yisrael together, even in a situation where there might not be a Mishkan, there might not be a Shulchan, there might not be a Menorah, but the contents of the Aron should always go with Klal Yisrael.